It's shaping up to be another big weekend for Boston sports fans. The suddenly hot Boston Bruins are hosting the Philadelphia Flyers in hockey's Eastern Conference semifinals tomorrow afternoon. And the Boston Celtics are on the road against the Cleveland Cavaliers to open the second round of the NBA playoffs also tomorrow. Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan is on the line now to talk about this embarrassment of riches. Bob, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Nice to talk to you, Bob.
Let's start with the Bruins. Based on how they're playing for much of the season, it's sort of a surprise to see them hosting Game 1 of the second round of the playoffs.
Oh, what a fortuitous development. That's all about the seeding, and the fact is that the top team, three teams in the East, went out. The Bruins, who were seeded sixth, got the great fortune of being able to have the home against Philadelphia, and that's something no one ever foresaw. And they are playing very well, so that really is a great advantage.
They have a chance?
Oh, this is a series I would think they would be slightly favored, at least. They were split during the regular season with Philadelphia. People might recall they were the opponents in the Fenway Classic on New Year's Day. Bruins had that dramatic come-from-behind victory. Both teams are featuring very hot goalies now. That's the big thing, I think, with Philadelphia. Woonsocket, Rhode Island's own Brian Boucher is playing exceptionally well for Philadelphia, and Tuukka Rask is playing very well for Boston. There won't be a lot of goals scored in this series, according to the experts.
I found myself looking longingly this morning at the Bruins' website at Stanley Cup replicas. I don't want to get ahead of myself, though.
Bruins haven't won since 1972. This wasn't supposed to be the year, and I still don't think it is the year, but I do think they could advance at least to the conference finals.
Celtics, not much of a surprise that they are playing in the playoffs, but they're also playing pretty well.
They are playing better than anticipated. They were a real question mark entering the playoffs because for the last 54 games of the regular season, they were a 500 team exactly. And now they are living up to the rhetoric that they were espousing at the end of the year when Doc Rivers, the coach, was telling us that if they get healthy, they're going to be fine in the playoffs. And we nodded our heads and said, yeah, well, let's show us. And they did show us against Miami. I think they're maximizing their current potential, which is not the potential of the 2 years ago team, particularly on defense, but at least they're playing as well as they can play. They played had real moments of greatness against Miami. Now they play, of course, the number one seed team, Cleveland, and what's going to make this fun is that they really don't like each other. There have been bad blood with these two teams, and so that's going to be, it should be a really fiery series.
They split with the Cavs in the regular season. How important is the Cavs' home court advantage?
Well, for the Celtics, it's not a deal breaker because they had a very good road record. In fact, they played better statistically on the road than they did at home this year. They were 27-14, 26-15 on the road. So they're not worried about road trips and anything. Now, they did win a game in Cleveland, but there was an asterisk on that one. It was opening night, and at that point in the season, the Cavaliers were not functional. I mean, their coach knew starting the season they just weren't ready yet, whereas the Celtics were, and the Celtics won that game, but that was long, long, long ago.
You think we're spoiled, two teams in the playoffs?
No, that's our birthright, is it not? I mean, it's the way it was largely in the 80s, and we had this situation, and we didn't have it for quite a while, and because the Celtics were so bad, and the Bruins would perennially be in the playoffs but not going very far. This is wonderful. I mean, the first thing I think of about is the merchants down there, and how this is like, this is their Christmas season bonus for the department stores.
So if you had one hand inoperable this weekend, which flag would you be waving this weekend? The Bruins golden black towel or the Celtics green towel?
I'm a basketball guy, and the Celtics, after all, are playing the premier team. I mean, theirs is clearly the more marquee series in its own league. Boston's Cleveland will be closely watched. The Bruins and Flyers are on the back burner in the NHL circumstance, but I think the Bruins fans are getting rewarded for their patience and hanging in with a team that was very often underperforming this year. They've been a treat to watch, really, lately.
Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan, thanks a lot, and good luck to all of us this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob.